therapy's for losers.
I know you want these nuts.
Check your mother.
Let's get to it. Wrap this up. The song.
I'm losing my voice. Why?
What's happening? Why were you in there?
This chair.
Nobody was in the room when we began. Now Tyler's in here, back from New York.
You're right there.
New York City.
You're right there. I hope our levels are all right, because Tyler, for some reason, is not doing it.
He's got a New York attitude. He's back in the New York
group. Our levels are probably right, because I'm not.
Your levels are good. Yeah, they were good that far away. I don't know when you get up on it.
Should be on the other side of the glass.
Get up on it.
Why he's in here. So I'm going to be incredibly distracted for this hereafter disaster.
Maybe you shouldn't be sitting in the seat facing the television, then.
I could be watching a replay of a Pittsburgh Penguins preseason game that aired earlier that I already watched. I should admit that as well. I've already watched this. It's a preseason game, and I'm
watching
it
again.
The rerun, yeah.
Why?
Because I like the Penguins a lot.
How are my levels?
You're very loud.
That seems all right.
Try to talk quieter.
Would you just sit in a room and watch a guy skate?
Yeah. So I have thought about when I die, if I am still stuck on this here blue planet.
Yeah.
And I can haunt things. Of course, I'll spend some time in the ladies' hockey room. But then, I'll definitely be on the hockey rink, like at center ice. Oh, it'll be great.
You know what? That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, it'd be great.
If you are a ghost and you get to go wherever you want, where would be Disneyland? Would be packed, right?
Well, you can go there as not a ghost.
No, but I'm saying
you could be part of the experience.
If you die,
ghost,
if
you
die
go on the ride there,
yeah, but somebody in the afterlife goes, you get to go wherever. No one's going to see you, and you can't communicate, but you get to hang out and haunt whatever you want. You can do little things.
Locker room, bro. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just high five.
The locker room. We already went over the locker room. I don't know why that's
where would be the most crowded.
You know what's sad? Like if you're like a roller coaster enthusiast and you're like sweet, and you just like you sit on some chick's lap, you think you're gonna go, but then it leaves and you're just stuck there.
You just float. you know what the bad part about this whole thing is? There'd be just ghosts hanging out, haunting their ex girlfriends and boyfriends, watching them fuck other people.
Oh, what if Reggie died the same time we died? Like he was there with us.
Oh, we're stuck with Reggie.
We got more Reggie developments that are occurring, and he's just the worst. He really is. He's the worst.
Update me, because I haven't been here.
Latest, he's been calling Mr. Mike Carano and bugging him for pictures.
I'm talking about that.
Been calling you,
Reggie, our inept, our
inept, too kind.
He sent me a text asking me, telling
security
me
guard.
That his
security
mother
guard.
Would like me to take a picture of a picture of Moses and make her a poster.
It'd be funny if it wasn't true.
And he just cornered me right now about it, and I said, you know, she can go to Costco and get that printed.
I thought you were going to say go to hell.
But he said, but you're not at Costco. Like, correct.
What does that even mean? Does he think that...
Like, I don't know. I assumed it had something to do with the monetary aspect of it.
So we might be a little distracted. A, the Penguins are on in my clear and present vision, as well as we're doing arts and crafts.
Yes.
We're putting the finishing touches on the wooden caskets.
I got to see the other ones, make sure I don't cop anybody's style.
The wooden caskets, the little beware signs that you can hang, like Christmas ornaments, are very
small. Also, be forewarned that those pens get on your skin and don't come off for 2 to 3 days.
Who are you forewarning? The artists?
I like
the
this one.
Mm-hmm. Or the listeners?
Who did this one?
I don't know. Anderson.
What is that? Oh, that's mine.
I like that.
I had a few drinks in the night, and I put some touches.
That one's pretty sweet.
It's a big AD.
It's very punk.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of punk, I saw CBGB today. We'll be talking about that on the Film Vault later. This is one of three podcasts I'm doing today. Everyone needs to settle down with their podcasts, all right?
Including me yourself. Included.
Yes, mainly me. what do we bring to the table, guys? What do we have to offer the listeners?
I had a fun experience at the JFK airport when I was departing for lovely Los Angeles from New York.
Is it hard not to make jokes about him getting a bullet in the head while you're at the JFK airport? Is it difficult?
Not for someone like me, Anderson, who shows restraint and doesn't take pleasure in the misfortunes of others.
I have a 50-cent piece where somebody drilled a hole in his head, and I keep that. I found it to be clever.
Is it around your neck right now?
No. But that is true. I got that. It was in circulation. I'm like, wow, that's really mean and clever, and I'm keeping this 50-cent piece with a hole in JFK's head.
I just made the highest bidder. I saw something interesting online. Somebody was taking coins and doing very microscopic painting on them and putting like the Catwoman mask on somebody, and they did a really, really good job. It was cool and has nothing to do with that. I'm sorry about
that.
That is fantastic.
I would buy it if they were for sale. I don't know if they were.
You know, speaking of for sale, these things are going to be for sale. I think that the auction should end like a week from tonight, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to make these available to the after disaster public.
The auction should expire on Halloween.
That would suck.
So everyone will have to wait until next year to use them.
What we're going to do is we're going to put them all up. They're all going to end at the same time, and they're going to be packs because I don't feel like individually shipping each of these freaking things like I did last time. No help from you guys on the mugs.
I was the one. For help.
I became friends with the people down at the goddamn post office. I was in there so often. But
oh, did you ship them out?
Yeah, I did everything. But what we're going to do is these is we're going to...
You kept the money too, right?
What's sitting there in
No, he paid us in ones, account. Remember?
I paid you in ones.
Oh,
I
paid me in ones. Why me?
For something different.
Oh.
That was for that.
Wait, you got paid? Seriously?
That was for that thing that you did. Whatever, guys, all right? I don't even want to talk about the PayPal account of it all. But these are going up. They're going to be in packs of three.
I just said, or someone's having the money, Tyler got paid, and then your comment is, I don't want to talk about the PayPal account.
Well, apparently I didn't get paid.
All right.
I owed him $150 for something else, and I paid him in all ones because I thought it would be funny.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't funny.
And what was very unfunny was when I went to get the ones from the teller at the bank, and I thought that he would be all like stoic and normal, like a bank teller should be, and he was laughing, asking if I was going to make it rain. And I did not feel comfortable talking to a bank teller at my bank about strippers.
Why?
It was disappointing.
I think that's odd that a bank teller would bring that up.
I know. Like kind of like the guy that was at Bed Bath & Beyond checking me out the other day. I mean, checking me out like he was actually ringing me up.
And, oh, he rang you up.
He was telling me how fucking hungover he is. Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm so fucking hungover, man. I wish I was. I'm like looking around. It's all uncomfortable. The old ladies.
I threw up in the bed. I threw up in the bath. Yep. Dude, I am beyond hungover.
Of all the things that that you find appealing about New York, what do you think is the best one of them?
Oh my God. It wasn't the woman dying in the airport.
What?
Someone really died in the airport?
That's where the story was going before we started talking about pennies that people paint on.
That is pretty good.
Welcome to the After Disaster, everybody. I'm Anderson Cowan. That is Mike Carano. And there's Tyler not ruining anything.
And not calling in.
And not calling
I'm in person.
Yes.
In person, not
Welcome back.
In.
This is the way it's supposed to be, except it should be midnight.
And I shouldn't be in here.
And you should be over there. Yes.
It's far too intimate.
Everything else is great. Okay.
So we got to the airport.
Death
and
the airport.
Walk all the way over to, first of all, American Airlines, you need to get your shit together. The JFK. American
right now there's somebody making notes. Okay, get shit together.
I angrily tweeted at them and they were replying back to me in that sad customer service thing that they have to do where they like take everything seriously. But basically there's just lines and lines and lines of all the different American Airlines affiliated airports, you know, and they have the nice like little pylons or what are they called? Like the things you wait behind.
Stanchions.
Stanchions. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Where you wait in line to go check your baggage. Mm-hmm. They put on the plane, you get your boarding pass and go away. The American Airlines one is all the way at the corner and there's no setup like that. There is, but it's for the premier people. Mm-hmm. All the poor people have to go in the corner and use these little self-service kiosks, which are strewn about in, like, there's, like, six of them, and then each of them has, like, seven screens, so, like, an octopus, and then they're all...
It'd be eight if it was an octopus.
Whatever.
Oct is right in the name.
Yeah, whatever. And then there's also an employee at each of those little stations.
Got to employ people. Sounds like it makes seven jobs.
It causes all these lines to spiral out of control and cross each other. Meanwhile, people are walking up and have no idea what they're doing. It causes more problems than I don't know whose idea it was. Whatever. It's
so
a,
it's supposed to be self-service, but it ends up costing more man hours and
more man hours of the. They have people who just stand there going, "Okay, you need to go to that self-service screen, check in there, then go get in that second line where you checked in, and then the person will weigh your bags, and then you're gonna wheel it across another about 150 feet over to where the conveyor belt is, just along a wall where two guys stand there and they just take your thing and put it again."
You know why? Because American Airlines doesn't give a shit. Neither does Delta. Neither does any of the other.
I had a very nice flight with Delta. I gotta say, I was ready. I was ready to talk shit after Anderson.
This time you did.
I still gotta write my letter. I gotta
what?
Do it. Yeah, dude. I haven't done it yet. I know, because the last time I thought of it was 9/11. It didn't seem like an appropriate. It really was. I sat down on the computer. I cracked the knuckles. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna draft this here email about how horrible that bitch flight attendant was. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't be delivering this 9/11. They got bigger fish.
Right? They got bigger fish to fly.
Is the story going somewhere?
Yes.
I feel like it's way
too
much time.
So I'm trying to I'm trying to figure out and check in. I'm trying to find my confirmation number. I got the stupid screen and all this nonsense. And I look over, I'm like, why is no one using those kiosks? Oh, it's because there's a woman laying on the ground while someone's doing chest compressions.
Was it an older woman or?
Probably mid-30s.
Oh, no.
But she was not the color of a human being anymore. Meanwhile, her like husband or boyfriend or brother or somebody was just standing there like watching while like one paramedic was just pounding away on her chest.
Is he under suspicion in your mind?
No.
Okay.
He was just standing there looking very shocked, but also checking his phone. Very odd.
Should I Twitter this?
Making a Vine. Ooh, I made a Vine at Subway earlier today. Some guy went in there drunk and decided all the chips should be off the shelves and on the ground. Mountain of chip bags on the ground.
Right. Did anyone die?
No.
Okay. Back to the story where someone
died.
There
was died. Doritos fatality. Casualty. Go ahead.
So
she was purple.
She was well on her way to getting purple. She was not responding to anything. Meanwhile, they're just still checking people in, like literally 10 feet away from her on the ground, while the entire premiere section is completely empty. They couldn't have just said, hey, everyone, please come over to this area while this person dies on the ground.
In their defense, they've seen more because they killed 300 on one day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? That's kind of a...
3,000, actually, now that I think about it. Those are American flights, right?
Politically correct. Be saying these things.
Anyways. All right,
hold on. There's a goal. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
No, you can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So then more paramedics came in, and then police came in, and then they were like, they put the tube down her throat, and they're still...
His dick?
...pumping her.
What? No, Tyler. Michael, come on. We are not that show, and so it's graphic and horrible. You're going to have a lot of regrets about the show.
He said the tube.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually put her on a gurney, on her lifeless body on a gurney.
She
hadn't been breathing for over probably 15 minutes.
Did they cover her face?
They covered most of her. Her arm was dangling out of the gurney.
No way, really?
Yeah, it was completely like lifeless, just dangling down the side.
That's like in a movie.
And then everyone just
kept... Wouldn't somebody put it back on?
I was waiting for that. The terrible thing was my first instinct was to get out my phone and take a photo.
Yep.
But not for like, oh, look at this funny thing, but like, because I'm a photojournalist.
I did that at camp. A kid had a severe issue and the paramedics came. We're out in the middle of nowhere. And there was not, I did everything I could. And I helped the kid, but then once the kid was on the gurney and being moved to the ambulance, decided I should do a little photojournalism, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got so much shit from the other counselors. Like 12 hours later, too. Like they just sat on it. And then like 12 hours later, like, well, at least you got some pictures of it.
You got some selfies while the kid was stroking out.
Can you imagine? I got to say, these caskets are coming in nicely. They're looking good. They're looking really nice. The one that Mike just did, it just says, I hope you die. And it's all cheery looking and orange.
I do like it. I feel like we should do mystery packs and not show people what's in them.
I feel like if we're charging money, that's kind of rude.
Right, I feel uncomfortable charging money.
Mystery.
Well, you won't get any.
We're not charging money. People are paying money.
Yes.
It's very different.
I think it's sort of presumptuous to assume.
We'll let the market bear.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get 10 cents.
No, I think that we're going to actually set prices. I don't like our listeners having to fight over each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's rude.
Like buy it now, $4?
No, buy it now, like $963. Yeah. Mike's shoving 20s into the caskets because he feels guilty.
I do feel guilty.
Mike, you're the worst businessman I've ever heard of.
You are pretty bad. All right, here's
and you're not even a businessman.
That's right. These are great, these little caskets, though. They're cool.
It's great to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
Talked about that already. Oh, my God, I have nothing to talk about.
I had an exciting thing last night.
I have nothing to talk
about.
But
someone else tell a story before I launch into the Chronicles of Tyler.
Go ahead. What happened last night? Bring it up.
Okay, well, I'm not going to have anything to contribute after this, but we went to bed at about midnight.
Who's we?
Me and girlfriend? Yeah. Me and my side chick.
Oh yeah, you're married. I forgot. It's been so long since I've seen you. So go ahead.
So we went to bed, and about 12:15, I don't know, I got a phone call from a number, and I was like, I don't know what this number is. I'm not answering because I don't answer anybody's calls. And I looked up the phone number, and it was my apartment's phone number. I was like, it's probably the landlord.
They're calling from inside the house.
Then I hear a banging on the front door.
What time is this?
12:15. I've like been asleep for a few minutes, went to bed, been in bed for about 15.
Way too late to be knocking.
And I get up. I'm like, ugh, what is my landlord banging on my door at midnight?
Were you scared?
Not really. He usually will bother me for random dumb shit, so I thought maybe... but it was midnight, so I guess that wouldn't make any sense. But as I walk to the door, I'm like, why are my feet soaking wet?
Ooh.
Yeah. And I open the door, and he's like, do you have a leak? It's like, oh, apparently I do, because I just walked through it to get to the door. My toilet was just going to town, and about up to my ankles in the bathroom, and it was leaking out onto the carpet in like the hallway area.
That's sweet.
And we found out because the people downstairs had called that was leaking into
it's
their apartment.
Inside.
How deep do you sleep that you don't even notice your feet are wet till you get all the way to the door? Because I would notice that the first thing.
Well, our room was separate. We have a closed door, and we have a fan on in our room, and I sleep very deeply. So we literally would have slept until our bed was floating, or we had fallen through to the people below. If the people below were home,
you wake up, Mickey Mouse has got like buckets of water with that little wizard hat.
Yes, yeah. and the brooms. Mm-hmm.
Your landlord lives in your building?
He lives in my apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Is he the one who made the leak?
He's like, dude, can I crash here for a while?
Apparently, there's a seal between the tank and then the part you sit on, and like the O-ring had blown out, so it just kept leaking water out the back, and so then the stopper couldn't ever raise up, so it just kept flooding.
Okay, that's good.
He had to go get a shop vac and suck up all the water, and I guess they're getting us a new toilet tomorrow.
I feel like this story is
you should go pick it out if they'll let you.
It has run its course.
Yeah,
just letting you know that my apartment was underwater.
If he lets you go pick out the toilet, you should go because there's a wide selection of toilets.
Okay,
I requested a bidet.
This ties in. This ties
in. Classy.
No. My parents got a duvet. How do you say it? Bidet.
Duvet.
When I was a kid, they added like a bathroom or something, and they got a bidet. And I'm like, what the hell is that? What in the world?
And
why?
You're like, what the hell is that?
And I'm like, ew.
I've never Small used child. One. I've had I stayed like in a that. Hotel that had one. I was too embarrassed to use it.
You're not supposed to.
But
it's for the ladies.
The
this one's done and it's sweet.
It's not for the ladies.
No, there's two settings.
Okay, let's not
there's
that
front ladies and then back everybody's.
Let's not talk about this.
Well, I had a discussion with I think my brother's wife told me it's not for cleaning your ass. It's for cleaning your balls.
Jesus.
And I was like, no, it's not.
No.
Yeah,
can we
that's
not
what
talk
I said
about
too.
This?
I was like, it's not for cleaning your balls.
She's not smart, is she?
She's a dumb lady.
Here's the thing, though. You go to the bathroom, you sit on a bidet. Isn't it going to just splash stuff all over the
place?
Come
on. All right, so talking about your
this is a question people need to know.
I don't know if they do.
Because I like the idea of it.
I love the idea of a little jet stream of water just shooting up.
So when you have that leak, and it could have been kind of perceived as your fault for not really paying attention to the leak.
The original bidet was just a dude peeing on your ass.
Here's the beauty, though. You live in an apartment, a massive apartment, and it's not your problem.
Not my problem.
Hey, if you're living in an apartment right now and you're thinking about renting a house or buying a house, word of the wise, here's a few words of discouragement, of beware, buyer beware. And that is... A, if anything goes wrong in your house, obviously, it's up to you.
Yep.
Right. B, if you have bees that show up in droves,
it's up to you.
Out of like every time this time of year, like
they're
all
yours.
Of a sudden there's like 3,000 of them in your backyard, and the little guys like to go get drinks out of your pool, and your tiny pool. I have a waiting pool, by the way. It's very small. But and then they get stuck in there, and you're a dumb fuck like me who is so goddamn... like cripplingly sensitive that I know that they're out there. I'm sitting inside working, and I'm like, I know that there's like 10 bees drowning in my pool right now. So dumb fuck Anderson all day, if he's home, is out there saving bees' lives.
Wow.
And I can't stop.
Wow.
I can't. And now if I am in an apartment, not a problem.
Now I have...
they're just trying to do their work. They're worker bees, you know? They're just trying to get their pollen.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta know when to stop saving lives.
All right, bigger
without fishing bees out of the pool.
Bigger than that, this one might be able to. I don't think many people could probably.
That must have killed you when I hit that cat.
Oh, you have no idea. It still bothers me. I still think of its little face staring at
the... You feel it crunch under your tires?
We felt... No,
we both felt tires. Shitty.
There was no tires. It hit under the undercarriage.
His head hit the bumper.
Yeah, his head hit...
Yeah. I mean, it was straight bumper head.
I got one of those little hummingbird feeders out there, right? Yeah. And
bees love that stuff too, by the way.
They're cute, right? Everyone loves a hummingbird.
Yep.
Can't even quite understand it physics wise, like how their little wings don't
fly backwards.
Kind of assholes to each other. There's two fat ones with lots of color that are beating the fuck out of this little one who's just trying to get a little sip of nectar.
What? Yeah, you can fix that with a tennis racket.
Or I could go out and buy another one, right?
A fourth hummingbird?
No, a second hummingbird feeder.
For the one that's being bullied?
Yeah, so I put it over in his tree where he kind of hangs out.
Put a little black cloak around it?
You have no idea the feeling of satisfaction when I went outside and I looked up and I saw the little hummingbird sitting by it, fat as can be. And I know it was him because of his markings. And his little stomach's all round now. I gave him his own little feeding well, and it worked out well. And
that's pretty good.
The pride of a new father. Swelled inside of me. It was really a good feeling.
I know.
You know what was a bad feeling, though?
Yeah, killing a cat.
Killing that cat was really bad. I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this on the show, but why not? You can see some cuts on my hand. There were
a little bare-knuckle boxing this weekend.
I came across half, as Jillian put it, a sliver. But it was a good half of a what do you call those pills that are good for focus?
Adderall,
yeah. Half an Adderall. And I don't know why I thought it was a good idea to take it, like 1:30 in the morning.
Seems like a good idea.
After a couple beers.
You can focus on sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the mind.
Flash forward to 5:30 in the morning, and I'm out there.
You'd written the great American novel?
I did do a lot of writing that night. A lot. None for me. It was all for chilling. But flash forward to 5:30 in the morning, and 5:30 to around 8:30. It was the most satisfying feeling I've had in a long time. Some of my trees and weeds and bushes needed to be trimmed. No shoes, no socks, bare hands. With the sun coming up over my shoulder.
Just snapping branches.
Ripping them. You should have seen
you're supposed to do
the fucking pile that I made. It was the...
I wish I could see the looks you were getting from people.
Imagine a cow.
Crazy man ripping down trees.
I got walls in my backyard. They can't
Old
see.
School style landscaping.
It was. I felt like a caveman. I taming his land. It felt good.
You should do that organic, natural, all natural landscaping. We use no tools, no gasoline. We don't blow anything.
Bunch of oranges. Blow it. Bunch of oranges, though. Like
I
was
going
a little too crazy with the oranges. So I was just removing the leaves. So the oranges are just like hanging now by a thread. They're just down there.
An orange thread.
Imagine a large cow just drops dead. Mm-hmm. That's about two of those is what the pile that I made.
Really?
Yeah. When the trash
not can, as heavy, though, right?
Trash can was empty. I filled it to the brim. It's still laying out there because I ran out of space.
Why are we measuring?
Was it the drugs? Was it the Adderall that was that convinced you not to wear gloves or shoes?
Well, I think I went over and I broke off a little branch.
And it was easy.
And I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop. Drugs are not my friend. Mm. Oh my god! And people actually prescribe that. They're supposed to take like one every day.
I know.
Maybe a couple.
Those things are pretty intense.
I took half of one, and I used to snort them a lot.
I had a lady visitor one night. And we were talking about drugs, and she said she loves Adderall, and I said, I think I got some in here, and I gave her what I thought was an Adderall.
Oh, my God.
And I go, don't take it till you get home, though. And she didn't.
And please leave now.
And called me irate and livid. It wasn't Adderall. It was another drug that starts with an A that's like a muscle relaxant, like a severe, severe downer, and she slept for 15 hours, and she was pissed.
I did that once.
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about? It's not Adderall, but it sounds, it's very similar.
Ativan?
Ativan, maybe, yeah. Is that it?
I don't know.
Ativan?
Ativan. That is what it is.
It's Ativan.
Is what it is. Yes. And she was pissed. She was pissed.
Hey, say, at least it wasn't Rohypnol, and at least you're out of my apartment.
Yeah.
That's what you should have told her. Yeah. Very distracted.
There's a drug I give that lets girls know it's time to leave.
What's that?
I don't want to say.
Tyler, I like your box that you just made there.
Thanks.
First of all, I just want to clarify, I don't have girls over.
I'm drawing your snake tattoo on the side.
I'm just trying to be conversational.
So we're gonna have 10 packs, and each pack is gonna include a coffin.
Okay.
All right. One hand decorated coffin. One what do you call these things?
ornament. Do you wear a sign?
Wooden
like
ornament.
Christmas tree ornament.
Yes, but it's Halloween themed, and possibly.
Oh, these are for Halloween.
Possibly one of these, but I think this might be a bitch to
possibly
to ship. Right? Mm-hmm. You guys don't care about the shipping because you don't have to deal with that. I do.
You should just throw that in the trash.
Why would that be a bitch
then?
To ship?
Because look at it. I'm talking. It's a big cutout, wooden cutout of a
cut in pieces. It's a puzzle.
I need a jigsaw for that. But it's a big wooden cutout of a jack-o'-lantern that it's also difficult to
decorate.
Did you
hit record in there?
I don't know if I did. Look at this.
Nice.
What is that?
I don't know if I did.
Oh, God.
I think I did.
I think you did.
I might have stopped it, though.
No big. The guy who makes the transcript of the show, if he can just put this baby up in a computer voice. Hey, can we do that? Can we get like voice synthesizing software and just do the entire show through that?
Already have it.
That was terrible voice software. Sounds like you smoked four packs.
This is the future. Are we going?
Yes.
All right, good. Everyone enjoy that 2 minutes.
What are you guys doing for Halloween?
I love that everyone that's listening knows that it was recording. Except for a dumb fuck us.
Well, that's because we're in the moment.
All right, how long was I gone for? 45 seconds.
About a minute.
And long enough for Reggie to assault me.
Oh. About what?
Is it Fred still coming? Is Fred? Fred still coming?
Does he know him?
He might be able to hear this, actually. Shit, I think it's rerouted to a studio back in the back, which is That's where Reg was heading just now. Oh, no. God damn it! Why do I do that?
Why would this be rerouted?
Because, I don't know, people do things in here during the day.
What are you guys doing for Halloween?
Probably working.
What night does it fall on this year?
I don't know. Why don't you look on your phone?
Yeah, if it's a, okay. I think it's like a Wednesday night or something, which means I'll
Wednesday.
Probably be working.
Wednesday. This is just everything about the show is awful. Thursday night, it's my Friday. Hey, we'll be doing an after disaster, perhaps.
Probably we should do not. A super spooky. Ooh.
My mom's going to West Hollywood this year. They have a giant party out there
with
the
your
streets.
Dad.
No, with their friends, which is weird.
Good, because I don't think your dad would dig it.
I don't think he'd enjoy it at all. I think he'd be very confused.
He'd grave he dig it.
And went to hell.
Wow.
Not because of the gays, just because of all the things.
That
mass.
Party is not really fun.
No, it's awful. It's terrible. Yeah. Can't even find a place to go pee.
You're preaching to the choir.
You can't even find a place to go pee. What's
that? I just pee in front of people's houses.
Say, it's part of my costume. I'm the peeing guy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm the peer.
I'm a public urinator.
Here,
it's not. The party is not. It sounds like a great idea. It's definitely mind-blowingly weird, mm-hmm. but it's you have to park so far away and you have to walk and it's so crowded and it's so not possible to get food. All those vendors are out in the street, but you can't get food. There's a 30-minute line at the hot dog stand.
Speaking of which, I'm starving.
I'm starving too.
And by hot dog stand, I'm not talking about all the rest of West Hollywood.
Michael,
why don't we order a pizza?
Because the show's over in like 10 minutes.
Kind of is over soon, quickly.
We can order a pizza on the air right now. It'll be here by the time the show's over.
No, it will not.
We can eat it 9:15.
Do you want to do that?
No.
Why not?
I have dinner waiting for me at home.
Oh, you're such a married man. Yes. What about us bachelors?
I know, sucks.
Yeah, you heard me, Jillian.
Sucks to be you.
She doesn't listen anymore because she's in graduate school, which also means I'm in graduate school. God damn it, I've learned. Sorry, I'm saying god damn it. I have learned so much about the homeless and about Van Nuys. And I got to do research papers now with her.
You don't have to.
If I want the relationship to survive, kind of.
Interesting. That's funny you would say that because I was thinking about how many people I've learned are getting divorced right now that I never thought would get divorced. People I don't know very well, people I do know very well, and it's very kind of unsettling to me.
I'm not going to, okay? So stop jinxing.
Tyler, you guys good?
No, we had a bad time in New York.
One trip.
Yeah.
Is that your first trip as a husband and wife? Besides
no.
The besides the
honeymoon?
No. We go on trips all the time.
Let's talk about what to do on Halloween, because realistically what I'm going to do is I'm not going to do anything because...
So it's like every other night.
Yeah, but every year Halloween rolls around and I feel like I should be somewhere and I start driving towards West Hollywood. Sometimes I go leave my car at the Improv and walk to West Hollywood and it's miserable, and then I get in my car and drive home and just avoid drunk people everywhere because you're... every year I'm surprised to see that people are drunk meandering into the streets everywhere in LA. Everywhere. Drunk adults... in the streets.
It's better than in their cars.
I disagree.
Why is that? Why would you disagree about that?
Because if I hit them in their cars, the chances of them getting hurt are much less than you know, when fucking Spider-Man steps out in front of me, 41-year-old Spider-Man.
Anderson.
Mm. That's pretty good looking. That's good looking.
Right, that's a good one. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's an audio podcast, all right? No one can hear. Let's see.
This is the piece de resistance.
All right, why does decaffeinated coffee exist? Because I think that's what I'm drinking. It's doing nothing to me.
I've thought about that, and I think it must be for people to reminisce about the flavor and the enjoyment of coffee without
It's like alcohol-free beer.
Yeah, yeah. I had one of those beers, one of those alcohol-free beers, and it wasn't bad. But I never really liked beer, except for the buzz part.
Well,
I was drinking with Nick Swartzen last night.
How'd that go?
Name dropping there. I don't know. I had one orange juice and vodka, and I was hammered.
Yeah, he probably roofied you.
I had to hang out here for like an hour and a half after the show before I drove home. I swear to God.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was talking to Catherine when the show was over, and I was like waxing poetic. And you know, I don't understand. You don't understand. It was bad. I don't know what the hell.
The problem with New York is it sounds awesome on paper that the bars are open till 4.
Yeah.
It's not awesome when you're doing it.
Who's in those bars at 3? That's what I'd like to... I've never been.
I was in the bars at 3. Because you're like, we're still here. We're still going. And then you're like, oh my God, it's 4 o'clock and I'm starving. So then you go to the diner and then you're like, oh my God, the sun.
Yeah.
I don't even do that in Vegas. And I'm in New York and the sun is coming up and I have a flight to catch. And we slept through our alarm and we were supposed to check out at 11. I woke up at 10:59, had a heart attack. They let us check out at 12, but still.
What time was your flight?
Our flight was at our flight was supposed to be at 7. It got delayed until 9:30. So that was fun. But the best thing about flying back to LA is all the painfully LA people that are waiting to get on the flight. You know, like the starlets or the girls that think they're going to be starlets. Mm-hmm. All the dudes that look like they're playing at the Echo, you know, on Saturday night. Terry Crews was on our plane.
Who's that?
He was the president of Idiocracy.
He was wearing a sweet three-piece suit with a black suit with white pinstripes. And he wore it the entire flight. He didn't take off the coat even.
Maybe he had stains on his shirt.
Yeah, that's probably why.
This is the worst show we've ever done, right? Talking about Terry Crews not taking off his goddamn jacket. I don't even
know who Terry Crews is.
He's the fucking president.
And he's the Old Spice guy that makes his pecs dance and he screams.
Speaking of which, I'm up to 100 push-ups.
That's pretty great.
Like a week?
That is pretty great.
Or in one session.
One sesh.
That's pretty sweet. I can't do 100 push-ups in
I can't. I don't think I could do 10.
Push-up off. Push-up off.
We are not going to do that. Okay. Thanks, but no thanks.
All right. So should we end the show? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to drive to Arizona. Drive to Tucson.
I feel like arts and crafts distract from the focus.
It is really distracting.
Unless you guys want to spend Thanksgiving together.
I have way too much family to do that.
Bring them along.
That's not happening.
Why don't you invite your family to the it's an after disaster Thanksgiving.
This is the worst idea.
We'll make turkey with the listeners.
We could do that on just that week's show. We could have some mashed potatoes and some turkey and some cranberry sauce.
I don't think we're going to be doing a show that week because Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, right?
It's always on a Thursday. We do the show on Wednesdays.
Thanksgiving is on Thursday, right?
I'm going to drive to Arizona. I'm going to probably split on Wednesday.
All right, does this one look close to done? That looks pretty good, right?
I'm going
to
do my usual.
I would never pay money for that.
Really? Why?
That's terrible. Why?
What's wrong with it? What are you talking about? What's the problem with this? I don't understand.
It's boring.
Well, then fucking make it unboring, dude.
Dude.
Working with you is very difficult.
Dude, you're so beat.
I
mean, it's a good start, but the fact that you think that you're done.
It says AD on it, all right? These things are the toughest. What about this one? Is this one done?
This is why I have a problem selling this stuff.
They're tough.
The coffins are going to be the money makers.
All right, so do we just throw everything else away?
No.
What do I do with these? These are like $5 each.
These are a pack, so then you only have to mail one set of these. Mm-hmm. Then they'll have like 5 pumpkins.
Oh, so we're just doing, okay. So this is one of the packs?
One pack is all the pumpkins.
Oh, Christ. It's going to take forever to put descriptions up.
You know what?
All to be equal.
Are you guys in for this idea that I just came up with?
What?
Well, I don't know. Tell us. Yes.
Hey, look, isn't it weird that these don't match up?
If we have to wait for Dr. Drew to do this, I will. But I think you'll probably know how to do it. How can we extract blood from ourselves enough to totally soak one of those coffins? Because that will be the moneymaker.
We're not doing that, Michael. I am not in. We are not doing that. No,
I'm half in.
If somebody can get blood out of me right now, like enough to paint the front, I'll do that.
What if I just went over and just started savagely beating them?
If someone can get the blood out of me.
You're holding my head and punching me in the face, holding it underneath my nose, and one drop at a time is coming out.
My best friend, stop me if I've told this story before, but my best friend and I were hanging out, and we used to drink occasionally. He's not a big drinker. He doesn't drink at all anymore. Actually, at my bachelor party, he was the only one, not a drop of alcohol besides you. Not a single drop, and he was the one throwing the entire bachelor party. But we were out with another drinking buddy years and years ago, and that drinking buddy, somewhat violent, very large, played football, and would kind of do whatever you asked him to do. And for whatever reason, my best friend that night wanted to get his ass kicked, and he just kept saying, punch me, punch me in the face, punch me in the face, punch me harder, punch me harder. And he had two black eyes, bloody nose, and then in the morning, his hands, like he was trying to like pour some coffee. And the glass fell out of his hand. He goes, my hands, why do they hurt so badly? He's like, oh, I remember now. Once he started punching me, he couldn't stop. And he covered his face. He was covering his face with his hands and just getting punched in the hands over and over. What's wrong with people?
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't like it at all. but I can relate because I did get drunk and tell a guy who, I don't need to tell you that he won, that I would like him to go all out and arm wrestle me and not go easy.
Arm wrestling compared to being punched in the face.
He hurt me really bad in 1 second. And every bit of might I could conjure was not enough to even make him flinch.
Who was this?
Ron Humphreys.
I hate that guy.
That guy's the worst.
You might actually know
Greg and then Ron Humphreys.
Good friends with Mickey.
Somebody hurt my arm really bad arm wrestling once, and that was Ray. Adam Carolla's friend, Ray, fucked him up. My arm fucked it up.
Intentionally?
No, he's that strong.
One of my biggest fears is seeing an arm snap during arm wrestling. That is just awful.
Drew is here. He's in the other room eating. We have to do a show soon. I have to do something with him. Is this show? Is this show done?
I don't know.
Do we even upload this?
I feel
this
weird
thing?
Uploading this show because we didn't really do anything.
We did nothing. Right?
I wasted my dead woman story on this show.
Yeah, maybe you can cut that out and save it as an insert. Mm-hmm. Let's go to a story from last week.
Nah, I think we post it.
Is the show dead, guys?
No.
Is the show by a kiosk?
Here's the thing is we can't do this art project during the show.
It's fun, but...
That's Drew playing sound.
Really?
He looks scared. New Petey.
Yes. I don't know if we should post this show.
I feel like we should. Not either. Oh, we have to. We have to post something. But guys, listen, it's usually better than this, all right? Painful. Especially if this is the first time you've ever heard it.
There's no way this is someone's first episode.
Could be.
I'll call it something terrible like, don't you dare listen to this episode.
There's also no way this is a good time for me to do this, but if anyone out there can help me write an RSS feed for my new podcast, get in touch with me.
Sorry, what?
Why does he constantly do things like that? What is that?
What's your new podcast, Mike?
I've been recording just me yapping, and I want to upload them, but I want it to be going to iTunes.
Mike,
I don't just
called the after.
I just don't.
I'm incredibly supportive of you, Mike. I love you, and I will help you with whatever you do, any endeavor.
Thanks.
However, I don't think that's a good idea.
However, we're gonna sue you for everything.
Tuned into your live Ustream of Disneyland the other night, and if that was any
that was so
preview of things to come.
No, that was terrible.
Ungood.
You want to know what happened before that? I had a...
Every time I tune in, and then I just hear Mike apologize. I know this is boring and terrible. Yeah, I know this is probably adding nothing. And then I tune out, and then I come back 10 minutes later, and he was just, sorry about this. I'm sure that there's nothing interesting going on.
I had
sorry.
A very, very big upsetting argument on my way to Disneyland with somebody, and I couldn't get that out of my head. That was just rolling around in there, so I couldn't focus, and I couldn't come up with anything to talk about. But I followed through on going to Disneyland and finishing it.
People have donation buttons on their websites. We don't because we offer goods. These are the goods that we're offering
selling
people.
Their shit.
Oh, how dare you? Look at it. It's good shit.
Drew, we don't have to tell you what people pay for a pristine after disaster mug.
We sold four mugs for well over $150 each.
But coffins, though, that's a novel.
Coffins are the best. Coffins are more valuable.
People
than mugs.
Can keep their condoms in these, Drew. We're promoting safe sex.
11, this would be the coolest thing.
I still think it's cool, unpainted. No offense.
What? Look, this one has Anderson's tattoo on it.
Okay, this is the worst show we've ever done by far.
Is that why all of Mike's are unpainted?
Look, see?
He just thinks they're cooler?
I don't know. I painted one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tyler, go do your job.
What? Oh, what's? Oh, okay. Is this really? We're done already?
No, because we don't do it live anymore. This show's dead. This show's dead. We need to reinvent ourselves. Yeah. Maybe.
It didn't. People call in if the show's live or not.
We'll go over and do. We'll do Mike's Mike show.
You guys want to come do my podcast? That's the thing about my podcast is I don't have guests.
Why don't you put some more stuff up on my side?
We're not having guests right now.
I did 2:30. I can't. I'll tell you. I'll explain it to you in a minute.
What do you do without? What?
I did two 30-minute compilation videos, and I have to give them to somebody before I can upload them. Because she asked me for it.
Hey, Drew, save this podcast.
She's a
big-time
producer,
man,
if you're a lady.
Give me, like, talk. I'm going to go.
What are we going to talk about? Did you upgrade your phone by chance?
I don't like it at all.
Why?
Do you like this bullshit system?
I don't. Oh, excuse me. No, I mean, I don't like the operating system. I mean the phone. Did you get a new phone?
No.
So you can have fingerprint technology.
No, I just.
I need slightly a fingerprint. Better
camera. Oh, my God.
Now, you say that, but the fingerprint is actually much safer than punching in a code, and it's also going to be used for other ways to rip off your money in the future by purchases and all kind of identification reasons.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, Big Brother, man. Big Brother.
What are you talking about?
I don't like the new operating system at all, and it's giving me all these push notifications, and I can't figure out how to kill it, and I keep thinking just go buy another phone is probably the best solution.
For what?
To stop these
push notifications from coming up on the new iOS. Which I don't like.
Push notifications.
Every time I open Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Instagram, a screen comes up.
Hold on. You do Vines?
And I don't do that many anymore.
Oh.
I open this sucker up. I open Twitter. This comes up. You must connect to iTunes on every application that I open.
Ugh.
So I'm just, it's just that.
Well, you might turn it off on your...
I did. It just keeps coming back on.
Huh.
Where did Anderson go?
I don't know. But I feel like a trendy douche if I just run out and buy a new phone to eliminate this problem. Plus, realistically, we all end up paying like $700 or $800 for these phones.
What do you mean a new phone? Like another iPhone?
The financial... The smart way to buy an iPhone is to pay full price for it and then get a lesser plan. Because you end up saving about $200 over 2 years.
Or just don't.
Say that again.
If you go buy the iPhone, you pay full price for it for the 32 gig, $749. Get the regular plan that doesn't have a contract. You end up saving about $200
per month, or just overall
over the course of the two-year contract.
That makes sense.
But because when you buy that, you're paying more than the $200 or $300 people think. But it's just shelling out $750 for a phone is in my head seems ridiculous.
Until you realize how much you use it every single day.
I know. It's changed my life. It really did.
I understand that, but the psychological, it's like paying when you pay cash for a car. It's like painful. It's like,
Oh my God, I've been up since 4 a.m.
How come?
Because I had to see CNN this morning because there's been a frenzy about my prostate cancer.
Oh, did you announce it today?
Yeah.
Oh, when's I didn't know that.
Up? When's this going up?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Not immediately, but
we're on top of it.
Because it's just been, I talked about it yesterday.
I think you should be proud of yourself that you didn't bring it up until now.
Okay.
It's cool.
You know? I didn't want to make it about me, and then weird rumors started going around that I was dying and they were replacing me and all this shit, so then I got to set the record straight.
Were you on any magazine covers?
No. Oh. I don't think.
Prostate Weekly.
Oh.
You should get on that.
Prostate Today.
Are you getting funneled into being the prostate cancer spokesperson now?
I'm not, but CNN, like, it was a frenzy. Like a frenzy. Like, first, I was preparing for it because I did Oz, and like, anybody, I'll talk to anybody if you like me to talk. No, not really. Okay. I don't know what the fuck people want. Why? Why? Now, it's 4 a.m. I'm doing CNN in the morning, and president of the company called me to do it.
Huh. Prostate cancer. I've always heard that more people die from prostate cancer than women die from breast cancer. Is that
it's
true?
I'm not sure it's leading cause of... Is the death rates... That may be true. But it's certainly more common, I think, than breast cancer.
It's more common than breast cancer. And... Yeah.
It doesn't kill very easily, but it can. It shortens your life, that's for sure. Be careful.
Mike, why are you not drawing, painting?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Get Drew to do some stuff.
Drew, I was listening to This American Life this week, and they were talking about how acetaminophen overdoses.
I know, it's so rude. How long have I been talking about that?
I don't know.
Which one is that, Tylenol?
That 8 Tylenol will kill you. And now they're like, wait, oh my God, we got to put a strict Tylenol. Like, no, we don't.
What do 8 Advil do?
Erode your stomach and screw with your kidney a little bit. Not as bad. Advil, Tylenol is the most deadly overdose.
I've done the 6 to 8 Advil many times when I had migraines or a severe sinus headache.
Not good.
It works.
You know, half of Adderall gets your backyard looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, is Anderson going back on speed?
I love how
just a little speed trimming.
Goes back on speed.
Yeah. Oh, he never came off? What we're saying?
I took half an Adderall, Drew, and went out my backyard, my trees and my shrubs with my bare hands.
You're triggering.
Like a caveman.
It's happening.
And, oh, it is not. Shut your fucking mouth. And might be on a little bit right now. But really felt good. It was very, very therapeutic, cathartic to be able to.
Wait till your wife gets that social work degree. That's all your fun's over. She'll have to report you.
No, she won't. Does she really have to report me?
Take a nap after that?
Really?
No, but she won't be able to be around it.
She'll she's not around. She doesn't like being around me.
Something.
Yeah. She hardly likes Anderson.
Is that right? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No. Come on up. Hey, listen to this whip.
Yeah?
You know what's kind of funny?
What?
You know what it's named in my little machine? Tyler, do you know what it's named?
Whip. Oh, no, I know what it is. Yeah.
Susan's whip.
Fuck you. She saved my life. She saved my life.
How did she say we were Adderall
addicts? She's the one that made me get the physical in the first place.
Oh, for the we're talking about Drew's wife.
Now. Yeah.
For the prostate cancer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I was thinking about it today, guys. She fucking saved my life. She absolutely did. 100%.
So you would not have gotten a physical. You're a doctor.
Here's what happened. I always farmed everything out to my subspecialty friends. I would do my own blood work.
Ball squeeze.
I would check my own cholesterol, watch my blood pressure, and get my PSAs. And if I'd seen my PSA go from 1 to 4, I'd go, oh, fuck it. I'll repeat it in 6 months. And even if it's still at 4, I would have got another 6 months.
You know that everything you're saying right now is making no sense to anyone with the PSA.
It's public service announcement.
My PSA jumped from 1 to 4, still normal. And there's debate about whether someone my age should even have a PSA. I might have waited a year.
But the wife made you go above
she
and beyond.
She made me get a physical, and my guy sort of had an intuition and something was up. And then I went to a urologist, and he was like, something didn't feel right. And
have you ever realized that if you ever got caught masturbating, you could say, I was just doing a prostate test on myself. I'm a doctor. You could actually do that.
No, right? You can't.
What are the odds he's going to get caught masturbating? When
Anderson doesn't know much about the body.
A regular kid who lives under his parents' roof doesn't get caught that often.
Oh, Catherine would. You're not making.
Yeah, but not most people don't get caught masturbating.
So he's not a regular child.
He got caught all the time. Then she started yelling at his mom. Get out of here! Don't you see what I'm doing?
It takes a lot of initiative to actually go get those tests done, because I promised people I would get tests done, and I just blew it off.
How about just getting your insurance done?
Yeah.
So you can blow it off. And by the way, when we get Obamacare, it's all going to be by guidelines and stuff. And by guidelines, I shouldn't even have a PSA in the first place. And if I had gone with the guidelines,
Well, I guess we'll just have to put our faith in Jesus Christ, right, Tyler?
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Is that your plan?
Mm-hmm. No, I have insurance. Well, look like an idiot.
Where's Catherine? I got to do a podcast.
No, we got to do some other shit first. All right, everybody, good night. God be with you. Sorry, this is the worst episode.
This was a really bad one.
We've ever done.
I don't think we should upload that one. We didn't. We sat here looking at Halloween decorations.
And tits. Talking.